The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You don't win a season at the beginning of October. It's about getting better each and every week.
Heavy grind. Yeah, this is dedication. This is blood, sweat. This is how I really made it.
As far as being 4-0, you know, go 1-0 each and every week.
You can't stop the pressure.
We got to continue to build on this culture.
I'm on another level.
Sky's the limit. You know, we just got to keep it going.
It's the biggest game that we got. It's the next game.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
People what they want.
We're going to get you ready for week five. There's a huge matchup between our Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. But first we start with last night's very interesting Thursday night game. On this play, Aaron Donald gets in the backfield. Russell Wilson breaks, dislocates, does something to his finger, but guess what? Geno Smith comes in the game, and Geno Smith tears it up, takes 98 yards, gets into it in two, but ultimately, the matchup between Geno Smith and Matt Stafford in the year 2021 that we all were anticipating was won by Stafford, who kept moving the ball up and down the field. What do you think about that Rams offense and defense?
So, it was almost like we predicted the outcome in a lot of ways. Aaron Donald wreaks havoc against Seattle's offensive line. Russell Wilson hoped to get better protection, even alluded to it this offseason. As a matter of fact, named some other teams if they decided to trade him that he'd be willing to even go to.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald gets a QB pressure, and all of a sudden, right there, because of that pressure, Russell Wilson hurts his hand, hurts his finger. He goes out again, and you're right. Shout to Geno. What a great drive. We're gonna ignore the pick at the end, but it was great to just see him on the field, come in prepared, and drive the way he did. And how about Russell Wilson? 10-year starter, 10 wins each year, has never missed a start. Russell Wilson has been hit more than any quarterback since he's been in the league and has not missed a start. Will this cause him to do so?
We will see. We don't know quite yet right now, but we hope he can get to 150 straight starts. Second to him active right now in straight starts is Tom Brady at 80. That's just how durable this man has been and how important to the team he is. And you mentioned something. Russell Wilson, this offseason, seemed like he wanted out of Seattle. A lot of that had to do with protection. And if he misses some games and Geno Smith can't get them some wins in that tough division, if they end up not making the playoffs or at the bottom of the division, this could have serious implications on the future of Russell Wilson and Seattle. But Jalen, we got to talk about your old quarterback. Just watching your ex-girlfriend leave town and just flourish in Los Angeles in the sunshine, moving the ball. It wasn't just Cooper Kupp this time. It was Cooper Kupp and Woods. What do you think of Matt Stafford and that offense that just racked up yards after yards after yards?
I think I'm still intoxicated, like taking punches. Woods, Woods, Woods,
yep.
Woods. He
yep.
caught double-figure catches, right? He
like
was
the
out there
quarter.
Gouging them boys.
Yep.
Look at that, Jacoby. They couldn't stop him. It was crazy. Matthew Stafford, Jacoby, you know I've said this for a couple of seasons, on and off wax. I wanted him to be rescued from my Detroit Lions so he could propel himself with his talent into the Hall of Fame. I've been saying that. Now he's 4-1, playing in big games, on a big stage, has Sean McVay, has extremely good talent on defense, has Cooper Kupp, your favorite receiver for the reasons you know why. And so, like, the Rams are a good look for him, and they're going to keep building.
Stafford looked great. Woods had a great game, but no one had a better game than the Seattle punter Hecker. He did something I have never seen before. Gets the punt blocked, and then it's spinning on the turf. Watch him scoop it up with his right hand. That's a one-handed scoop, and then he tries to run it. It's like, nope, I'm going to kick it. The refs didn't know what was happening. The fans didn't know what happening. That's a good kick, too. That's a 68-yard kick. And there was a flag thrown. But then they talked and said, no, that was legal. But when you watch the replay, it was not legal. He was over the line of scrimmage when he kicked it.
He was definitely over the line of scrimmage when he kicked it. Shout out to Henderson and Sony Michel, who both had rushing TDs. But here's the thing. I was watching that, and I actually believed that that was a legal play live when it happened. And Let me tell you why. I've seen multiple people get punts blocked. And each time, the punter tries to retrieve the ball and or kick it again, except he's not this athletic
exactly
under normal circumstances and doesn't have the ability to beat the other football players to the ball, get a favorable bounce, and as you mentioned, did pass the line of scrimmage, but still get a 68-yard punt. And he's a terrific guy. He's arguably the best punter in the game anyway.
Well, Jalen, not only that, before all the action started, the Seahawks usually have a bird fly out of the tunnel and go straight to the trainer. But then this bird landed on top of a fan's head. What would you do if a live bird landed on your head and you are at the football game?
What happened to that boy? I'd be upset because he'd be messing with my hair. Don't touch my hair, dog.
I love that's the first place you went. I know why he did this. Everyone's calling this bird a Seahawk. There is no such thing as a Seahawk. No such thing. That is not an animal. This is most likely an osprey, and he was upset that people were calling him by the wrong name, and then he got upset. Jalen, there's only one game I care about this weekend. One single game, and that is the AFC rematch between the Bills Mafia and the reigning AFC champion Chiefs. Jalen, what do you think? Can Griselda and the Bills and Josh Allen put the Kansas City Chiefs through a table in this matchup in Kansas City on Sunday night?
It's going to be the matchup of the weekend. And as we're going to talk about Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, and rightfully so, their head coach Sean McDermott, I want to interject the name, Leslie Frazier, and what he's doing with the Buffalo Bills defense. Mm-hmm. That currently leads the NFL in 11 different categories. They've had two shutouts. We were at one of them, as a matter of fact. And yes, it was against the Texans, but it's hard to play 60 minutes and the other team doesn't score at all in the NFL. So that defense right there, as Conway the Machine told us, is gonna have to show up big because we already know who they're facing on the other side.
Now, I know a lot of people at home are saying, yes, they do lead in all those statistical categories, but they've played four really bad offenses, and that is true, but they will be tested. We will find out this week in Kansas City just how good this defense is. Jalen, the Bills are gonna win this game. The Bills are going to win. I think the sting of their performance last year in the AFC Championship, they didn't just lose. It wasn't really that close. I think that they're going to come out in that same building with a different energy and win the game. That's what's going to happen.
Do you see the cheetah out there? Yeah, put the cheetah back up there, please. Because Jacoby, now, this is what happens when you become a fan. So that's why I want to talk to you about this. I bet on the Lions to win the game last week, and you did too, and we know that that wasn't smart.
Now
that you're a member of Bills Mafia, do you think that you're blindly picking them because your shoulder's still sore and you indoctrinated yourself as you were hitting beer cans on your head and eating food for people that you don't know?
I'm definitely going to bet on the Bills this weekend, but it's not going to be that big of a number. You know what I mean? The Kansas City Chiefs are pretty good. So I'm betting on the Bills because I back the Bills, but I might just sprinkle on it. You know, I think I'm just going to sprinkle on that game because, like me going through that table, I think it will be pretty tough for the Bills to be successful this weekend. Let's go, Bills. I'm putting money on you. We have another big game this weekend, matchup of two powers in the NFC. And, of course, I am talking about the undefeated, the only undefeated team after week four, the Cardinals going up against the always feisty 49ers. Can Kyler stay undefeated against the 49ers?
Did you call him Kyler? Or
yeah,
did you call
him
Joe Pesci? Because he's the smallest, toughest guy, arguably, in the history of the NFL. Pound for pound. Like, Jacoby, on some of these plays, if they was playing flag football, they wouldn't be able to touch this guy. And you see the members of the Car Fellas Mafia. You see our guy, D-Hop, the head coach. You know, who we got to get on the show. He promised me he was going to come on the show. And Kyler, who's a perfectionist. And by the way, amazing throwing from the pocket. You see AJ Green? Last year, he recovered from an injury. I didn't know if he was washed or not. He goes there, all of a sudden, contributing to winning. What about J.J. Watt? He escaped the Texans, playing really good on defense. They're still 4-0. And you know D-Hop going to get two touchdowns this weekend, right?
Oh, no.
You already know that that's going to happen.
Jalen, I've been putting in your bets every time you say that it does not happen. Let's move on to soft move or boss move. My wife is away. I'll be taking my children to Adam's Family 2 this weekend to kill some time. And this gentleman beat me to Adam's Family 2. And he went there with a full pie. I don't know if it's pumpkin or sweet potato, but he got a water, a large beverage. He's laid back. Jalen Rose bringing full meal into a movie. Soft move or boss move?
It's definitely a boss move. I take food and beverages almost everywhere I go.
You sleep
to
every time
movies,
you're in a movie,
to
too.
To the park, on airplanes, to other people's houses, for me, for them, at work. You know how I do. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
This is a boss move.
I've taken Chinese food, like four entrees of Chinese food with me and my wife. I've taken burritos. I've taken sushi. Like, I'm not afraid to sneak a full meal into a movie. So I'm going to say it's also a boss move. Jalen, there are two teams yet to have a win in the National Football League. And of course, one of those is that man, Urban Meyer, on his grind. And the other is your Lions. Which team could get a win this weekend? We'll discuss that and the important games in the NFL after this. Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Urban Meyer, got back to Jacksonville and got on his grind trying to get a win. You know he's been in the office, he's been putting things together, and they are going to face the Titans this weekend. Will the Jags get over all of this and turn it positive and get a win against the Titans?
I can't wait till we do stand-up comedy. You're terrific at this job. I like how you did the inflection and you emphasized grind. I really appreciate that, my brother. I really do. A-plus work. They're a bad team already. Mm-hmm. They were winless when he stayed in Ohio and they flew back to Florida. They were winless before and after the allegations. I don't see that changing this weekend. And you know why?
Why is that?
Because they're not going to rally around him at this point. It's going to be a sideshow anytime he shows up and says something serious. It's going to be key-keying. Like, I really believe that this is going to be his only year coaching them. I truly believe that. And for their defense, guess what they got to look forward to?
Oh, God.
King Henry.
Oh, God.
We purposely wanted to highlight stiff-armed, bullied, mean-spirited, physical runs by King Henry because I'm already predicting at least 175 and two TDs.
Whoa.
I anticipate he's going to run all over them Earl Campbell style.
And well, the Jags, you're predicting, will remain defeated. But there's only one other team that's 0-4 in the league. Oh, the Lions. Your Detroit Lions. They face division rival the Vikings. Yeah. Is this the week that the Lions finally get what is known as a win, a W? Yeah. They win a football contest.
Hey, man, the struggle is real, man. We're dealing with some injuries. Jeff Okuda, we lost him earlier in the year. That was our first round pick a couple of years ago, you know. But in all honesty, Dalvin Cook, he didn't play much of the second half, if at all, last week because he was hobbled, I think, due to an ankle. The problem is, I think he is playing this week. And because of that, I think he's going to have a big game, go over 100. He might also have at least one or two TDs. And we're going to see that touchdown dance from our guy, Adam Thielen. So I'm not betting on my Lions to win this weekend.
Can we get you a win up until week 10? Are they going to be 0-10 after this? Can we get you a win? I'm saying week 8 Eagles. Week 8 Eagles. That's the one I'm circling right there. Week 8 Eagles is when they get the win on Halloween. The whole crowd in costume. It's going to be great.
This year, Halloween fell on the weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to be going for that, but we'll see.
We will see. Well, let's talk about some games that actually matter in terms of standings and playoff implications. We have two AFC powerhouses, the Browns, traveling to Los Angeles to play the Chargers. Can the Browns go to 4-1 and turn the Chargers into a 3-2 team?
Landry's dealing with an injury. We know they got a great ground game with Chubb and Hunt. But the elephant in the room still in Cleveland is Cam Baker Mayfield, who's dealing with an injury allegedly to his labrum. So I applaud him fighting through injury. But when is he and Odell Beckham going to make magic? Do you realize Odell Beckham has not scored a touchdown in over 12 calendar months?
Wow.
We have not seen Odell Beckham Jr. hit his head on the goalpost in a really long time in an NFL game. And he played these last couple of weeks. And he only got a couple of catches for like 70 or so yards. That's what I'm going to be watching. I know what I'm going to get from Myles Garrett. See, I know what I'm going to get from him. He's going to get physical. And Justin Herbert, he's got to try to get him off of his spot. But what people can't underestimate about the San Diego Superchargers is like this is a squad that they're coming into like when I was young. I remember they had Dan Fouts and Chuck Muncy and Rolf Benerska was their kicker. Okay, I was Charlie Joyner, Wes Chandler. Like, I remember the Chargers when they had an offensive attack, and Brooks also was the other running back. They're explosive. You got Keenan Allen, you got Williams, and my guy Eckler. Running out of the backfield, catching out of the backfield, looking like a new era, like a Metcalf or something. He be out there balling.
Well, the Giants looked pretty good in the second half last week, but now they have a tough test facing division rivals, the Cowboys, in Jerry's house. Are the Cowboys just going to completely run away with this division this year as it looks right now?
Yes, and we saw their schedule at the season started, and we knew that they had the offensive weapons. Dak, amongst the league leaders in touchdown passes, doesn't have an interception. Last year, Ezekiel Elliott led the NFL in fumbles. He doesn't have one. Pollard also running the ball well. You know they got Cooper and CD Lamb. But the revelation for the Cowboys is they now have notable players on defense.
Diggs.
That's the game changer. Diggs and Parsons, the way they've been balling, that now becomes a catalyst for them legitimately being a favorite to win a division. But like Odell Beckham, I need to see old school Saquon Barkley. They need to be giving him 25 touches a game. Running, catching, rinse and repeat. Like, I know y'all want to show that Daniel Jones is a franchise quarterback, and I know Saquon has dealt with a lot of injuries. I know y'all keep investing. Great to see Kenny Golladay go over 100 last week. In receivers, but y'all got Saquon Barkley. He's a franchise running back. I need to see him get more touches.
Daniel Jones is going to be the hill that I die on because I still believe in Daniel. He was pennies last week. Now he's Daniel Nichols. But still, he looked good in the second half last week, and he is not turning the ball over, which is something that has plagued him his entire time in the NFL. You know what? I'm picking the Giants. I'm going to put a penny on it, but I'm picking the Giants in a huge upset. I believe in you, Daniel Jones. Wow. I believe in you. You're going to go from pennies to nickels to dimes over the course of these 3 weeks. Jalen, something happened yesterday in the baseball contest between the Red Sox and the Rays, and it was that man, Randy Arozarena, absolutely taking over. We'll discuss him and the fight after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. That man, Randy Arozarena, absolutely took over yesterday against my Red Sox. Jalen, what do you think about this historic performance?
I want to respectfully call him a beast, an animal, a reason to gas up the charter bus and go watch him play. Anytime we're able to show somebody stealing home and putting up the kind of performance that he did, and the only other person to do it is Jackie Robinson. That's incredible. Like, I need to go watch him play. And by the way, they've been and he been balling all year. I know we get caught up in talking about the Yankees, but they were in the wild card game for a reason. They've been balling all year.
Arozarena just seems to explode every time playoff baseball happens. He rises to the occasion. Jalen, I need my guy Deontay Wilder to rise to the occasion this weekend. I'm a little concerned. After that last fight against Tyson Fury, I'm a little concerned about Wilder. Can he get a win in the third of the trilogy?
Are we betting on this? When are we going to extend our betting?
No,
to
we're
other
not betting
sports?
On this. No, not
All
this
right.
one. Not
I'm
this
rooting
one.
For Deontay.
Me too.
But I would bet on the Gypsy King. I was
See,
at
I
the previous
that.
Fight.
That's
and
why
the
I'm
Gypsy
staying
King,
away.
It kind of reminded
away,
me of watching Evander and Mike Tyson. And when I saw them in the ring together, it just looked so much bigger. And so that's what I think about this matchup. We'll see
we'll
you on
Monday.